5 days, free entry. You know, we ask people just to throw a bit of money in a bucket on the after the, each act's finished, you know, and that goes straight to the act, you know, a couple of
quid. Oh, I like that. That's good. So it's absolutely free.
Oh, yeah, yeah, all the tickets are free. Just, I always tell people to get the tickets online. You can go on our website or Eventbrite and get the tickets from there, just to give us an idea of numbers, how many people
are coming.
So we can, you know, sort out the seating and everything. But, yeah, it's totally free. And like I say, all the money goes to the acts at the end of the show. So people just, you know, it's kind of a pay what you... what you think, sure, you know. They do it a lot in Edinburgh.
That's dangerous sometimes, well, don't you
it just
think?
Reminds me of the Simpsons episode when Homer memory goes in and goes, so I don't have to pay anything?
Do you not get that? You've got people who are like, yeah, I'm not going to pay.
No, we get surprisingly enough, people do okay from it. You know, the acts actually come. Because people watch it and they think, oh, they've put the effort in. I mean, they're coming and doing an hour show each. That's how it works. The formats are an hour long each. And, you know, they put the heart and soul into these shows. And what is really, it's like they do it a lot at the Edinburgh Festival. It's that kind of model, an hour show, and then people throw money. They call it the free fringe up there, free festival. So we've kind of took that model and done it down here, just to, you know, and it does work, really, surprisingly, because you'd think, oh, people just come in and not pay anything all the way out. But I think we lay the guilt on them a little bit.
So you got 3 days Four days.
Five days. Yes.
Good Lord, look at that. Well, I can count now. Look at that. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Last year we did three, and we thought, let's up the game this time. So we're doing five. So it starts Wednesday night. The first show's on at 6 o'clock. I can't play favourites, so I can't really name the shows because.
Well, I was wondering. I mean, obviously, what would be the highlights? What would be the highlights? Do you think for someone coming along?
I don't know. Really,
I'm putting you on the spot here now, Chris.
It's a bit unfair. I mean, we're doing a show on the Sunday night, but I'm not going to plug that one.
You just did.
The Discount Comedy Checkout Improv Show, 9:45 on the Sunday night.
That's us.
So that sounds good.
We're doing a show, but there's other improv shows as well. Just off the top of my head, the White Coats is an improv show, and the Antics as well. So we like to get kind of, you know, similar shows as well to show the people what can be done. And we've got loads of stand-ups on as well, sketch shows, stuff that's a bit weirder.
What's French's Perverted Parlour?
That's a podcast show, live podcast.
Okay.
So we record that live in front of an audience. And that's one of the lads who's in our group. He runs that. He does that. And I'm a team captain, and another lad out of the group's a team captain as well. And we get guests on. So the guests on that one are two of the comedians who are on just before us on that show.
Nice.
So we try and tie it all together. And, you know, everybody kind of knows it. So we got a bit of a comedy community going, you know.
Yeah.
So we kind of all help each other out promoting and things like that. So it's nice.
Good to see as well. They still do make an odd appearance on Radio Yorkshire. We're not beneath them anymore. Is Ross and Josh.
Yes.
And they're on 9:45 on the Friday.
They
aren't
on
they?
The Friday. Superb show. Not so late show, it's called. And they have guests on, Weird and Wonderful guests. It's good fun. Again, I shouldn't be plugging certain stuff. I keep veering that way, but, you know.
Don't plug individual shows. No, plug the event.
There's so much to see. Because it is free, you can literally... We had people last year coming and staying for the whole day, just coming and, you know, watch the first show and sit right through. Because they're only hour longs as well. It's a nice kind of bite-sized chunk. You can kind of watch the show, go get a quick drink, come back, you know, to do that all night. So we had that a lot last year. That's what we're trying to do. So,
I'd imagine, is it quite hard to put this all together? Because that's 5 days of trying to fill a bill up. I would imagine that's quite tough to do.
It's because we know a lot of the comedians, we just kind of ask them, and people are always wanting to, because it's before the Edinburgh Festival, a lot of people have shows ready to preview, they call it. Like work in progress shows.
Yeah.
So they'll come and do those in the hour. So it's not too difficult to fill the actual... list of comedians up. It's a little bit difficult to book it all, but, you know, it's okay because we do regular shows there anyway. We've got a good venue up there. They're really supportive of us at the Fenton, so, you know, they encourage us to come in and do things like this, so that's superb. So
expecting a big turnout as well. What was it like last year, expecting it? Quite a lot of people to turn up.
Especially towards later on in the evening, it were getting, you know, rammed. So that's why I always tell people, like, if they are going to come, get some tickets just to be on the safe side, because we don't like turning people away. But if you know, if it's too full, then we can't. Obviously, we had to do that last year. We're like, oh, whoops, okay. But, you know, but I did tell. I think that's why I keep stressing that if people want to come, grab your tickets. You know, so yeah, even though it's free, just get your tickets. Then we know how many people are coming. So.
I think comedy festivals are just so popular, aren't they, really? I mean, comedy's changed massively in the last, well, I suppose the last 10, 15 years. It's just, you would never have thought of, you know, comedians doing arenas 15 years ago. You know, that's all changed because it's not just sort of one or two comedians doing arenas. It's like quite a lot of them now. The comedy itself just seems to have changed. On this sort of level, has it changed at all from that point of view?
I mean, it's interesting you say about the arenas and things, because a lot of the comedians who do them, they seem to do them just to get a bit of cash in, but they actually prefer the smaller gigs, the intimate crowds, you know, and that's what we find a lot with that. A lot of our nights we go to, and we go out and do spots on other nights as well. The more intimate the gig, the more fun we have, really. I think once you start getting big, you know, we've done some big theatres and things, and once it starts getting too big, you think, you know, takes a little bit longer for the joke to land as well, and all that kind of thing, you know. So when they do like the O2 and that, you think, oh, that must be a bit of an.
Huge, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Because I remember, I mean, Mickey Flanagan seems to be back now and he's doing stuff on Sky, and he was doing sort of arenas, got an arena tour coming up again. But I remember seeing Jonglers in Leeds like about 5 years ago, and you're just sort of thinking, how does that translate from Jonglers in Leeds to like the
O2?
It's weird, isn't it?
It is,
Now, Leeds always been a bit of a hotbed for comedy as well, hasn't it, really? Yeah, it's got a good history of comedy. Mm-hmm. Who should we be looking out for, do you think, coming out of Leeds and being quite funny? Let's take Ross and Josh out of it.
I was just about to say them. to be honest, their show, I do go watch their show. They're on every month. It's a really good show. It's kind of a varied mix of guests and things. They have a guy who does Freddie Mercury, and he comes on and plays plays the piano there and does I saw one and he did adverts, and he was trying to fit his Queen songs into the adverts. So obviously the one for Flash, and he's trying to get that. And he says, "Oh, I don't know what product we're using." You know, it's silly stuff like that. Last month, he had a giant T-Rex on. You know, one of these inflatable suits.
Right.
And he came on and it started deflating on stage. So it's just really, really good. So, I mean, they do well for themselves, but, you know, they're definitely guys to watch and, you know, see what goes on. But there's so many. Again, I can't really play favourites because, you know, it is a bit difficult, you know.
So how did you get involved yourself in comedy? Because I can't imagine it's a sort of... Were you always, like, funny at school, or did you sort of fall into it? How did it happen?
Well, I mean, funny at school. I always used to do impressions, actually, at school. That's how I started, like, messing about. And I were on Russell Howard's Good News doing impressions, Star Wars impressions.
Oh, really?
Something you're...
Quality. You like that?
You enjoy.
My God, this interview is about to take a whole different tangent.
I saw that you liked Star Wars on your website. But I went on Russell Howard, did some impressions, and, you know, I kind of started doing that, really. So, I do different, Han Solo. I'd start doing my Han Solo, but like down here and just do all that, you know what I mean?
So that kind of, that's amazing! That's really good! No one does Han Solo!
Well, that's one of the keys as well, because everybody were doing, you know, the C-3PO's and
Yoda,
everybody else, you know, the usual Yoda, you know, do that, the original track, all that business, you know. They're doing all
that. This is so good!
And so I thought, oh, who can I do that not many people... And Han Solo was the one, as soon as you kind of crack the voice a little bit, it's not amazing, but you get the gravel and you think, oh, it's all right, you can kind of get away with it. But then, I mean, when it started for me with the improv comedy, I went and did a course in New York 10 years ago this September. That's how long I've been doing the improv.
Wow.
I went and did an intensive week-long course in New York, and I came back and I said to a few of my friends, I said, hey, should we try and do this as a show? So we started off, and we used to have stand-ups in the first half of our show.
Yeah.
And we did the improv in the second half. And the stand-ups, a lot of them are quite big names now. And they, you know, it's interesting where these people start, you know, 10 years ago, and they've got to the point where you go to Edinburgh, they go, hey, you're getting my first gig, and all this kind of thing. So that's nice. But yeah, that's how it started, and we just started doing the improv, and it progressed to a full show, and then we go out and do spots on other nights as well now. So yeah, so that's how it started, really, you know.
Okay.
I've always enjoyed comedy. We make little short comedy films as well. And they're good fun. We just go out a bunch of us and mess about. So we made like a feature length film. We were all swapping wigs and, you know, a bit like Monty Python and things like that. So we did that. So we do all that as well. So it's all kind of part and parcel in the kind of the comedy world. So yeah.
How daunting is like doing improv? Because I mean, you have no clue what's going to happen before the show starts. How daunting is that? Or is it actually? It's better that way. I'd rather not know.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm terrible at learning lines. So right. I always thought, oh, it's easy if you're doing that. But because we've been doing it so long, we don't really get thrown. I mean, when we first started out and you'd get certain topics coming up, you think, oh, how are we going to do that? But
yeah.
I think the key with improv is just keep practicing and keep going. I say practicing, I don't mean learn it. I mean, just go through the games. We do like short games, you know, like Whose Lines Anyway. So you do one, for example, called Hollywood Director, where you get a film title and you've got to make up a film on the spot, just like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's challenging. But you know, we can do it. We can do it now, quite, you know, to a pretty decent standard, I'd say, you know. So yeah.
And I'd imagine that first time. I've always wondered that sort of first time you get up and do stand up. Just must be. Well, I don't know. I've never done it because I'm seriously not funny. So to be able to get up, I honestly take my hat off to anybody. It's just getting up on their own with a microphone to make someone laugh.
Yeah.
I would just be incredibly nervous. I'm not sure if I could do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because different people seem to like different types of comedy as well from a performance point of view. So some people will say to us, oh, I don't know how you do improv, and they're stand-ups.
Right.
They say, I won't be able to do that. But on the other hand, we could say to them, oh, we don't know how you do stand-up.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit of a different ball game. You know, I mean, I don't particularly do stand-up. I've done it before a little bit, but I've compared nights, and I do character comedy, you know, taking characters out there. So a little bit like stand-up, but you like you say, you're on your own up there, and if your jokes don't land, you've had it. Improv's a little bit more lenient because you've got your group there, you've got your team, and because you've been working with them so long, you know that you've got a bit of a safety net there because they'll always catch you if you, you know, you kind of know what everybody's kind of thinking, you know, you've got a bit of a shorthand there, so that's always a bit of your safety net up there.
It's the Discount Comedy Festival. It starts this Wednesday, the 26th of April. Runs for 5 nights. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Count them. It's a free entry. There's a donation bucket in place at the Fenton. And it's happening. This is Woodhouse Lane in Leeds. And if you want any more information, you can check out their website, which is comedycheckout.com. Is the website, comedycheckout.com. And as Chris says, if you want to book tickets, you can go to comedycheckout.com or you can go to the eventbrite.co.uk as well to guarantee your seat at the Fenton from Wednesday this week. It would be remiss of me, Chris, as you can do the hand solo, I can now record you doing a lovely little, you're listening to Darren Harper in your very best hand solo voice on Radio Yorkshire. That would be fantastic.
Yes.
Okay.
Perked up here.
Away you go.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Yorkshire. It's great to be here. Thanks a lot.
That's Han Solo. Chris, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers.